This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, February 24th. God's word for you today is mindful. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, and it says, "And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart." Let's start with a quick recap. Familiarity is the first trap of growth that keeps people where they are despite all the power available to them. The first thing that causes familiarity is hearing without responding. You have to respond to the word of God. Remember that it is a double-edged sword. This means that when you begin to respond to the word, your heart opens up to being plowed, and that hardened pathway becomes fertile soil over time. As you respond to the word of God, your heart becomes more responsive to the word of God. Your heart becomes softer, sensitive, and fruitful. So, every word spoken into your life becomes fruitful, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. The second thing is acting without thinking. In many relationships, people just act without thinking. They would have acted before they started thinking. Every time you act without thinking, firstly, it is because of familiarity. Secondly, it breeds familiarity. Thirdly, it strengthens familiarity. So, you need to think before you act. Acting without thinking is what strengthens traditions. This is how we have always done it. When I first started pastoring, I looked at the systems that had been handed over to me, and I did a mental system audit. For example, why do we subject people to 3 months of baptismal classes when 80% of them will drop out, the remaining 20% will struggle to survive it? And 80% of that 20% are not even listening. Why do we subject people to that? Why don't we just baptize people as they get saved or as baptism becomes available? So we started to baptize people as they got saved. And I almost got into trouble with that. They said, we don't do it like that. And I said, why don't we do it like that? Traditions, it is just how we have been doing it. You have to do it how we have been doing it so that it can be how it has always been. And that is why we are getting the results we are getting. But some of us are dissatisfied with the status quo, and that is what strengthens religion, acting without thinking. I know that some of you are thinking that this does not really apply to me. I am quite dynamic. I don't act without thinking. I think before I act. As a pastor, one thing I noticed is that all other things being equal, when people get to church early and there is no usher in their way, most people will sit in the exact same chair. In fact, some people get upset when someone else gets there before them. We do this because we have become familiar, so we act without thinking. Let us pray. Father, give me a new heart, a tender and responsive heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.